We're doing Mentivot Shalom. Ve'yesh lever od. We're doing on Parshat Yitro. Ve'yesh lever od al derech dita b'divrei Shmuel. We can explain it furthermore based on what the Divrei Shmuel says. Ahad amru chazal anochi v'lo yelcha b'dibur uchad nemru. Based on what our sages taught us, that the first two commandments, I am Hashem your God, and thou shalt not have any other God but me, that were said in unison. D'nirmaz b'divreihem sheham ba'atalia. Chazal alluded to the fact that the two are contingent on one another. If a person fulfills the second commandment, you shall not have any gods other than me, shehu taho mehara, that he purifies himself from all that is bad, hareyu zoche, then he merits sheya'il bo, that it lightens within him, anochi Hashem lokecha, I am Hashem your God. They go hand in hand. If he removes himself from having other forces that control him, then within him lightens up the Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I am Hashem your God. Val der ze yesh leva'er, based on this we could explain Anochi Hashem Lokecha she'otzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I am Hashem your God who took you out of the land of Egypt. Bo'ota mida shemkayem asher otzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, kach hu masig et ha'madrigot shel Anochi Hashem Lokecha. To the extent in which a person fulfills the recognition or the fulfillment of taking himself out of Egypt, out of servitude to his desire, so too he will attain the beginning of the verse, the level of I am Hashem your God, I am the one who is connected to you. Val pizem mevuar gam, and upon based on this is also explained madekshinu le shitat Rambam, what we began with, the questioning of the Rambam's opinion, madua lo ne'emar l'shon tzivui b'mitzvat ha'amanat Hashem. Why is this not written in commandment form? The Rambam says this is a commandment. This is one of the mitzvot. So why is it not stated as a commandment? De'kemo she'asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim haya be'it'aruta de'le'ela ve'lo bezchut atzmam, because just as the exodus from the land of Egypt was from above, it wasn't in our own merits, kach emuna, by the same token, that emuna, hi matana, shenatana kadosh baruch hu liYisrael, it is a gift that God gave the Jewish people, be'it'aruta dele'ela, from the arisal of the above. Meaning it's not our own merits that grant us this emuna. Kmo da'at omer, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim hem. Like God declared, he said, they are believers, the sons of believers. Sha'emuna mushreshet betoch tocho shel Yehudi. The emuna is deeply implanted in the Jew. A guy asked me today, I don't remember his question. He said, people are in a situation where things are tough and suddenly they believe in Hashem. When difficult things happen to them in life, suddenly they believe in Hashem. They could also not believe in Hashem, even when things are tough. So I told them, look, when you were born, did anyone teach you classes in philosophy? Did you ever have to study your own existence? Or was it something that was clear to you from the minute you were alive and remains clear to you? No one taught you you exist, but you know you exist. How do you know you exist? Prove it. Because you heard? That's a proof that you exist. There are two things, which are deep down inside us and they don't need to be proven. By the same token that you know you exist, that your neshama is alive, that there is life within you, by that same token, deep down inside, from the minute you were born, there was an internal compass that points upward, that says Hashem is running the world. The only thing is that as we mature and as we grow, we cover it up. But deep down inside, everyone knows that that's the way it is. What happens at a time when things are bad is that suddenly he's faced with, nothing else is really important. I know you're running the world, Hashem. He's faced with his life or not his life. So then his internal compass is very clear. Then he turns his eyes towards heaven. The Tivot Shalom says the emunah is really something that was deeply implanted inside the Yehudi. Achen kol ze rak im lo yeh lecha elokim acherim. She'im rak eino metame u'mezahim et damo, hare az hu ma'amin memeila. This is only, he says, if a person doesn't take on other gods. If he doesn't defile, if he doesn't impugn his blood, then by default he will be a ma'amin. Mishum she'emuna netua bedamo shel yehudi. The emuna, to be a believer, is something that runs in the veins of a Jew. Ve'im ken kiyum mitzvat emuna eino kekiyum kol ha-mitzvot. So the fulfillment of this mitzvah of emuna is not like the fulfillment of all mitzvot. Shebekol ha-mitzvot alav la'asot lekayem ha-mitzvah. In other mitzvot he must perform, he must do in order to do the mitzvah. Ve'ilu ha-emuna, but this mitzvah of emuna nitenet bi'itaruta de'le'ela kmo yitziat mitzrayim. That's something that's really given from above, just like God took us out of Egypt. Ve'kol ha-mitzvah hi, and the mitzvah really is rak shelo yeh lecha elokim achrim, just don't take other gods. If we don't take on other forces, then by default we will be ma'aminim. Ve'asher hotzeiticha me'eretz mitzrayim, and the mitzvah is the continuation, the fulfillment of God's taking us out of Mitzrayim, sheyetze me'ara, that a person leaves that which is bad. Asher b'ota mida sheyudim mekayem lo yeh lecha elokim achrim al panai. Because to the extent that a Jew fulfills that commandment, don't take on other forces, kach zoche, by that measurement he merits, la'anochi Hashem Elokecha, la'biirut emuna, to the recognition that Hashem is the one that's running the world, the clarity in his emuna. So he says, the two, lo yelecha and anochi Hashem Elokecha, are intertwined. They go hand in hand. When a person fulfills lo yelecha, when he removes all other things that are controlling him, by default he will be a ma'amin. And that's why the mitzvah of emunah, even according to the Rambam that says it's an active mitzvah, it's not worded as an active mitzvah, because the act is to fulfill the lo yelecha, and by default a person merits anochi Hashem Elokecha. The greater he fulfills lo yeh lecha elokim acherim, the greater he fulfills this commandment not to take on other forces that control him, not to let his desires control him, not to be sharui b'mitzrayim, the greater he will be in fulfillment, the greater he will merit to the recognition of anochi Hashem Elokecha, the clarity in his emunah.